It's after Yom HaKadosh now. Yom Kippur has come and gone. And Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to lifnei Hashem titaru. And now we begin to prepare ourselves for the avodah of Sukkos. And this year, we're very fortunate to have Shabbos and Sukkos coincide right from the get on Sukkos, where the Nesiv HaShalom discusses Shabbos and Sukkos, the unbelievable connection between Shabbos and Sukkos. And again, it's particularly fitting this year. We always have Shabbos and Sukkos, but since Sukkos and Shabbos coincide from the start, I thought it would be fitting to understand the relationship between the two. He begins with a remez, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim. I'm not going to read every word inside. The mimer appears in the second volume of the Aleph Beis collection, the two-volume Nesiv HaShalom collection on Mamarim, on page Resh Ches and Resh Tes, and it's his sixth piece on Sukkos. Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim, Rashi Tevos Shabbos. The very phrase of the Torah, Basukos Teshvu Shivas, the first three letters spell out Shabbos. The Hainu Shabbos V'Sukkah Inyanam Echad. That Shabbos and Sukkah are the same inyan. And he quotes a passage in the Zohar Kadosh on the words, Vayakov Nasa Sukkosa. Yaakov came to a place called Sukkos, and he built a bayis for himself and Sukkos for his animals. The Zohar says, Kevan de Yasvi B'Sukkos, when a person enters a Sukkah, he's protected from all sorts of kitrug, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu rejoices with him. It protects a person from all sorts of negative energy, all sorts of mekatrugim. And he explains that the same thing is true about Shabbos. We know, for those who daven the Sachsvard, when we say Kegavna, and many of the tefillos of the Arizal, and the beautiful Zmiros that we sing on Shabbos, come back to this theme, that on Shabbos a person is protected from all forms of Midas Hadin. He quotes another passage in the Zohar, and Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that on Shabbos the Sitra Achra distances itself from a person, and all Shultanei Rugzin, Umari Dedina, Kulo Arkin, Vis Abruminei, that all sorts of, again, negativity, all sorts of klipos, all sorts of sitra achra, are able to be driven away by Shabbos. So the Rebbe wonders, the Slonim Rebbe Zatzal wonders, Yeshel Havin, Ma Madri Gosson HaMiuchedes Shel Beis HaMitzvos Shabbos B'Sukkah. What is this unusual link that we find between Shabbos and Sukkah, that they have this awesome power to drive away all forms of negativity? How is it that Kol Kochos HaSitra Achra Borchim U'Mistalkim B'Pneiim? What is it about Shabbos and Sukkah that it chases away the Sitra Achra, that it has no place by Shabbos and no place by a Sukkah? V'nira levar dinei mitzad etzem shal Yehudi ein l'sitra achra shum koach hashilton alav. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, the truth is that the essence of a Jew is totally freed from any negative kochos. The Sitra Achra should have no power over a Jew. After all, a Jew is a chelak alokami mal, ki chelak Hashem amo, Yaakov chevel nachalaso. There's a part of ourself that is so much more powerful than any form of negativity in the world. And the only way that the Sitra Achra gets the upper hand over us is by inviting him into our life. And how do we invite him into our life? By being people who are attached to Hanos Olam Hazeh, and sometimes he says that even Hanos Shel Heter, even permissible forms of pleasure, are all entrance points for the Yetzirah to be invited into our life. He doesn't write it here, but I'll just mention that we said just yesterday, Al Chet Shachatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzer Hara. Hashem, we're so sorry that we sinned before you with the Yetzer Hara. So the Sfarim ask, every Avera is with the Yetzer Hara. What do you mean? A special Al Chet for sins of the Yetzer Hara? But as the different Tzaddikim explain, some of the Bali Musar explain, I think Rav Yerucham Levavitz explained this way, that Yetzer Hara means Yetziras Hara. I created the Yetzer Hara. I invited him into my life. It's not just that I succumbed to his temptations, but I invited him in. I made points of entry for him. He quotes here from the Pri Haaretz, from the Rebbe of Vitebsk, Shekol Hana Gashmis, that every type of physical pleasure, even if it's mutter, is already an invitation to cause separation from God. V'yeshu v'chinas b'yad menuval nimsar. Sometimes we feel that we're totally trapped in the Yitzhahara's hand, where we feel that we can't resist those temptations. And sometimes, again, in a lesser form, we allow ourselves to just indulge from this world. And all these things become invitations to the Sitra Achra to enter into our life. So what is Shabbos and what is the Sukkah? And how does that help us to distance ourselves from the Yetzirah? So the Rebbe explains, we know that there's a concept of Kedusha and there's a concept of Tahara. As the Mesilas Yesharim explains in Perek Chavav, Tahara is a person who's poresh from all matters of Olam Hazeh. Tahara is a person who says, I want nothing to do with physicality, I'm going to distance myself from this world as a way of being a holy person. But there's a higher level, Mesilas Yesharim says, called Kedusha. Kedusha is a person who is not poresh but rather he's ma'ala es kol inyane olam haze ba'atzmam lemadregas kedusha ilos bilti l'Hashem levado. He takes physicality and he's able to use it in a way that gives nachas ruach to Hashem. It's like a carbon, he says, that's olam l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. You take physicality and you elevate it. You use it in the service of Hashem. Explains the Nesiv HaShalom, perhaps Sukkah and Shabbos represent Tahara and Kedusha. Sukkah, on a certain level, is Tahara. It's precious. It's going into a safe space where a person is freed from the physical desires of this world. The simple Sukkala, built out of the remnants of the granary, a little bit of Psolis Goran Veyekev, a couple slabs of wood, a little bamboo on top, a couple of leaves, and a person has what he considers a place called home. And that's enough. That's all he needs. He's able to hide out there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he hides in that place, he's freed from the Sitra Achra. But that's the level called Tara. Shabbos, on the other hand, is the Madrega of Kedusha. As the Rebbe of Kubrin, Rav Moshe LeKubriner, explained, Ushmartem es HaShabbos Kidosh Hu Hi Lachem. Guard the Shabbos because it's Kodesh, it's holy. Lachem. He explained that even in Inyane Lachem, even the things that are yours, in other words, the pleasures of this world, even in Inyane Gashmim, we're able to elevate them, we're able to take the Lachem, we're able to take the physicality, and we're able to lift it up through that derech called Kedusha, Bilti LaHashem Levado, to dedicate it to Hashem. Throughout the week, it's impossible, he says, for a person to be able to be Bilti LaHashem Levado with a sense of Shlemus. But when we enter into that space called Shabbos, the same way that Sukkah is a space, Shabbos is also a space. Not only a time, but it's a space. When we enter into that space, we reach a madrega called Kedusha that allows us to elevate physicality. Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk that we come back to so many times in Sukkot, that Yaakov nasa sukosa, v'even lo bayis, he built for himself a house, and for his animals, ulemekneyu asa sukos. So the Rebbe explains that Yaakov is the madrega of v'even lo bayis. Yaakov, so to speak, is that higher level of Kedusha, that he's able to take all of his physical things and to use it in a holy way. As the Rebbe of Lechovich, Zechusi again Aleinu, explained, that the description of Yaakov having children, the description of Yaakov tending to sheep, all of that becomes Torah, and many, many psukim of Torah. Because when Yaakov was involved in Avodah Gashmias, he was able to do it in such a way that it was Mamish Torah. Mamish Torah. That's why on Hoshana Rabbah, one of the Hoshanas that we say, we call out, Hoshana, save us in the name, in the memory of the one who was Pitzel Rahotim, the one who, the description of the Torah describing Yaakov Avinu taking those various types of branches, and he was peeling them and he was placing them into the feeding troughs, and the animals were then having great success with their birthing of their children. A very strange scene that the Torah describes, but the Zohar Kadosh says that when Yaakov Avinu was peeling those various plants, when he was peeling, when he was stripping those various types of bark and placing it in the feeding troughs, so those strips correspond to the stripes of our arm, the tefillin that we wear on our arm, that Yaakov in some type of way was able to take some type of avoda of tending to his sheep and turn it into the avoda of tefillin, that the stripes, the strips of bark, somehow correspond to the stripes that a Jewish male has on his arm when he lays tefillin. Again, the avoda of Yaakov Avinu, to take physicality and to elevate it. And that's what we call Kedusha, to take Olam Haza and to make it Levilti LaHashem Levado. The Rebbe explains, that's the secret of Achas She'alti Me'es Hashem Osa Avake Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. Dilechora Eich Yitachin Shia Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. What do you mean? I sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. How is that possible? A person has to tend to his own bias. A person has to tend to his own needs. A person has to go to work. A person has to go to the supermarket. A person has to go to the doctor. A person has to be engaged in physicality and olam hazeh. So what do you mean, shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai? What type of tefillah is that? El hakavana shiyakadesh es beiso. The goal is that, of course, I'm going to be in my bias. And sometimes I'm going to be in my office. And sometimes I'm going to be in the supermarket. But I'm going to be able to turn those places, wherever I am, into a beis Hashem. To always live with Hashem. That Hashem should be found wherever I am found. Kol yimei chayai. That my whole life should be a beis Hashem. That everything I do should be a karban la Hashem, even when I'm involved in Yanam of Olam Hazeh. That's the madrega of Yaakov, of Vayiven lo bayis. But ulemikneyu asa sukos. But for those who are not on such a high level, we need a different type of protection from Olam Hazeh. Not to be so involved in Olam Hazeh, and to maintain our Kedusha, but sometimes to go into a safe space called a sukkah, to enter a place of tahara, a place of precious from Olam Hazeh. And that's what the sukkah is. The sukkah frees us from Olam Hazah. And that's why it also offers that same protection that that Shabbos offers us. This was the tefillah of Yaakov when he went out against Esav. Hatzileini na miyad achim yad Esav. Ki yarei anochi oso pen yavo v'hikani ema banim. The Slonim Rebbe says Yaakov Inu was not afraid for himself. Yaakov Inu's own kedusha would repel the kochos of Rav Esav to protect him. However, pen yavo v'hikani ema banim. But he understood some people are not on such a high level, and they need to go into a place that can protect them, that can shield them. And therefore Yaakov davened for those who are on a lower level, that they should find their sukkah, so to speak, a place that they can protect themselves from the forces of negativity. Chazal explained the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufir Ches, Kol ha-ma'aneg es ha-shabbos, noisen lo nachla b'limei tzar. Shabbos, when a person celebrates Shabbos properly, enjoys and delights in the Shabbos, he's zocha to a nachla b'limei tzar. He's zocha to an unbelievable expansiveness. And the pasuk, the proof text, is Yeshayahu Nun Ches. In other words, Yaakov has the ability with his Kedusha to expand the boundaries, of Isser V'Heter, to be able to engage in physicality without a fear that it's going to drag him down. Mida k'neged mida. Uferatzta yam of a kein matzafon of an egva. Yaakov Avinu is the one who, again, is able to have this expansiveness, while at the same time being able to build a bias that is so open and so welcoming. That's the madrega of what? Of Kodesh, of Kedusha, to be able to elevate in Yoni Olam Hazeh, and that's the madrega of Shabbos, to be able to take physicality, a bowl of chulin, and to make it into a holy thing. Sukkah, again, on the other hand, is Tahara. And therefore, says the Nesivas Shalom, and here's the key line on page Reish Tes, V'kasher misachtim Shabbos v'sukkos. So when the two come together, when a person is able to keep Shabbos while at the same time celebrating the Yom Tov of Sukkos, when a person sits in his sukkah on Shabbos, it's Tara, it's Kedusha, it's the best of both worlds. Azu azman hagadol lisnar mikol inyanei olam hazeh. It's the best time to say, I want to be bilti l'Hashem levado. I don't want to be dragged down by inyanei olam hazeh. I want to be able to distance myself from olam hazeh, things that harm me. I want to be able to elevate olam hazeh, things into a madrega of kedusha. U'liskadish b'kedusha shamayla. V'chol shilton ha-sitra achra yizbatal mimenu. And that drives away the Yetzirah, that drives away the sitra achra. V'ad shekut shebrichu chodi b'banoi. And like the Zohar says that we started with, the Zohar in Chelek Gimel Kuf Amud Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then able to celebrate and to rejoice with his children. Zman simchasenu. That's what it's all about. By the way, Shabbos is not really a Zman of Simcha, but the Rebbe writes in an earlier Maimer, back on page Kuf Tzadi, in the first piece on Sukkah, Zman Simchasenu, he explains over there, again, this Rem is Basukos Teshvu Shivas, is Gematria Shabbos, is Rashi Tevos Shabbos, I'm sorry, and he quotes from the Sifrei. The Medrash says, Uveyom Simchaschem, this refers to Shabbos. So everyone asks, what do you mean? There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos, there's Oneg Shabbos. What do you mean Yom Simchaschem is a reference to Shabbos? But he explains that Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Simcha because Shabbos automatically is a time where a person experiences Simcha Salev. It's automatically generated by the Shabbos. So Zman Simchaseinu, Sukkos, and Shabbos coming together, what a beautiful merger. The Rebbe concludes the piece by explaining that the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us that Shabbos is connected kol mitzvos Shabbat Torah, and the Sukkah, one of the piyutim that we recite on Sukkos, also compares Sukkah to all of the mitzvos of the Torah. What is the idea that Shabbos and Sukkah are equated with all of the mitzvos of the Torah? So he explains, Dihine mitzvah Shabbos ain a mitzvah pratis. Shabbos is not a specific mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that targets the entire body. Each of the 613 mitzvos corresponds to a different limb. But just like some limbs are less vital, all important, obviously, but some limbs are our life is not dependent upon it. God forbid, if a person were to lose a finger, a person could still function. If a person lost their heart or their head, they'd have a little bit more of a problem to be able to exist. So Shabbos is not a mitzvah pratis. Shabbos is not a particular limb or a particular sinew or a particular organ of the body. Shabbos, he says, is a tikkun klali l'chol mitziyuso shel adam. Shabbos encompasses the entire person. That's why the Medrash tells us that eino doma m'or panav shel adam b'mos achol l'm'or panav b'shabbos. A person literally looks different on Shabbos. The light of their face, reflecting the essence of their being, is entirely different on Shabbos. And that's why the Medrash as well tells us, V'anicheu began Eden la'avda u'leshamra. Sounds like Zachar v'shamra on a certain level. Shenasen lo mitzvah Shabbos. That yes, when a Jew enters into Shabbos, he's entering into a Gan Eden. He's entering into a place of unbelievable Kedusha. Umeacher she'ina Shabbos mitzvah pratis shekulahi keneged kol mitzvos. So says the Rebbe, if Shabbos transforms the person, he becomes a totally different person. And Shabbos, he goes into a Gan Eden, he's in a totally different place. So then Shabbos Kodesh, again, is not a mitzvah that targets a particular part of a person, but in fact it corresponds to the entire person. The sukkah also is not a mitzvah pratis, but it's a mitzvah klalis, he says. A lot of tzaddikim have written about this point, but here he emphasizes, he says, this is the mitzvah. Asher Yehudi nichna se'leh lagamri b'chol evarav. The Vilna Gaon famously said that Eretz Yisrael and Sukkah are the two mitzvahs we do with our whole body. Many other tzaddikim discuss, what about a talis? We wrap ourselves entirely in a talis. What about going to a mikvah? It's not for now. A lot of interesting Torah about that. But says the Rebbe here, on a certain level, the one mitzvah that you really enter into with your entire body, into a specific space, a particular location, you enter into the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Sukkah. Just like the 613 mitzvos cleanse and purify a person's body entirely, so too the sukkah has this koach of tara, that it's mitaheres as kol taryag shalo. It transforms the entire person, much like Shabbos Kodesh. So it concludes the Rebbe. So again, when we have the opportunity to bring together Shabbos and Sukkah, what a schus. An external cleansing, his outside is cleansed by the sukkah, and then pnimius, on his inside, he's being washed out by the kedusha of Shabbos. It's tar, it's kedusha, all coming together, and there's no better way to protect the person from all forms of negativity. And what a tzchus it is to keep the Yetzirah at bay as we begin a new year of Torah and mitzvos coming out of the kedusha and the tara of Lifnei Hashem Titaru of Yom Kippurim. Asher b'tzar from yachad he mahavim shleimus ubachinas ve'anicheu b'gan Eden. So we should be zocha this sukkahs to start off in the right on the right foot with the right intentions. Shabbos and sukkahs coming together. Basukos teishu shivas Rosh Yetevos Shabbos. We should be zocha to drive away all of those forces of negativity from our life and keep them away forever as we continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with unbelievable tahara and unbelievable kedusha each and every day of our life.